done.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. People always want to try and make that as one of those things. Well, how do you slice this particularly tough sort of ethical question? It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
That's the soundbite that started a firestorm on talk radio yesterday. Missouri Senate candidate and current Missouri Congressman Todd Akin explained that he believed a, quote, legitimate rape, end quote, couldn't result in a pregnancy. Man, do you believe? So we get started with another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show focused on these comments. Sean Hannity talked to Mr. Akin, trying to convince him that for the good of the party, he ought to consider withdrawing from the Senate race.
Maybe as a political observer, I see it differently here. I think for the next week, all you're going to hear from Democrats is your comments. And look, I'm a Christian, so I believe in forgiveness, and I know I could just tell by the sound of your voice you're probably very, very sincere in your apology. But I think there's one political reality that has to be faced by you and your campaign, and that is that, you know, the reality here is Democrats now have a ton of ammunition, and they're going to try and use these remarks to hurt everybody they can. And if I was put in that position, I would at least be thinking about what is in the best interest of the party, what is in the best interest of, you know, Mitt Romney in this case, what's in the best interest of the people of Missouri. Are they going to be able to hear a campaign about issues, or is this going to be the distraction in the campaign? Are you not even considering that?
No, those are all legitimate points, Sean, and that's I'm trained as an engineer, and you look at both sides of the equation and you say, you know, what are the pros and the cons? On the other side here, though, here you have somebody who's a conservative, who's unabashed pro-lifer, where Claire McCaskill is the exact opposite, and you've got a real contrast and a simple choice for the people of the state of Missouri. And I think that strong voting record and the record that's exact opposite of her, the question is, does that overcome, you know, the question of people that are upset about one word spoken in one day in one sentence? And I think that there is an awful lot of still people that believe in mercy and forgiveness and God's love. I made a single error in one sentence. Maybe the Democrats or certain people won't want to forget that or want to try to use that as a political weapon. But I think that the people of Missouri are big enough to take a look at the overall package and say, hey, you know, this Obama is about to break our country, and Claire McCaskill is a rubber stamp for him, and so we need somebody who's going to take the fight to them, and I believe we're going to do that.
Well, I think as you try and as this goes on, I think you're probably going to face some of the questions that I gave you earlier here, and
right.
That is specifically, you know, what you meant by legitimate rape, what you meant by the female body having ways to shut that whole thing down. And I think it's going to be much, much harder than you think. And I just would tell you, based on, you know, just a snap poll of conservatives that are writing me even at this minute that are listening to this right now, is that there's so much at stake. And, you know, I'm reading an email from a friend of mine right now. This is bigger than one person. This is going to set us back. So, I mean, obviously that's a decision you're going to have to make. I'm not in the business of telling people or advising people what to do with their campaigns, but will you consider that in the next 24 hours?
Well, all of those things have to be taken a good look at, and I appreciate your perspective and also. So, yeah, I continuously taking a look at all those different alternatives. At this point, my sense is that the right thing to do.
Coming up, more reaction to Akin's legitimate rape comment when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-385-9978 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-385-9978. $99.78 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-385-9978 to get your car protected today. Call 877-385-9978. That's 1-877-385-9978. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-385-9978. That's 877-385-9978.
Bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on Missouri Congressman and Senate candidate Todd Akin and his comments about quote-unquote legitimate rape that have been burning up the News Talk Radio airwaves. Here's host Dimitri Ravanos talking to one of his callers who says, forget about Obama and Romney. It's politicians like Akin that women should be watching out for.
What on earth would make rape legitimate? That's number one. Now, of course, Todd Akin is saying, oh, I misspoke, I didn't mean it the way it came out. Fine. But where exactly are you getting your science that says that the female body will shut down and not allow a pregnancy if someone gets raped? According to the American Journal of Obstetrics, the American Journal of OBGYN, let's just leave it with that. An estimated 32,101 pregnancies result from rape each year since 1996. It means the rape-related pregnancy rate is about 5% among victims aged 12 to 45. So, Mr. Representative, it is possible. I don't want to say that you are dumb, but you are not smart, maybe is the best way to say it. Claire McCaskill responded. She jumped on this immediately. Her campaign definitely took advantage of this. McCaskill tweeting out, quote, as a woman and former prosecutor who handled hundreds of rape cases, I'm stunned by Representative Akin's comments about victims this morning. A short time later, her campaign manager, Adrian Marsh, emailed a fundraising appeal to supporters with the subject line, legitimate rape? ? Obviously, women's rights groups were infuriated by the two things I just said. The implication that some rapes are legitimate, and the just outright incorrect biology of it all. Let's go to Carolyn. She is in North Raleigh. Good morning, Carolyn. Thanks for hanging on the line.
You know, Dimitri, you won't call this guy dumb, but I will, to make you feel any better.
Well, I did call him not smart.
Well, not smart. Here's the deal, right? Forget Obama and Romney, right, with the whole tax return and this whole other thing.
Let's just call him Obama to save time.
Obama, that's good. This guy is the guy we should be worrying about, right? This guy is a leadership role. This guy has a chance to be a role model for children and women and girls everywhere. And he's going to say that some rapes are legitimate because your body's going to shut down. Don't worry. You won't get pregnant. Are you kidding me with this guy?
It is.
Are you kidding me?
It is. I would like to know where it is he got these facts from.
I think out of the back of his, you know, empty brain, perhaps. I mean, this is a guy who literally is going on television or whatever, radio, whatever it was, and saying that, well, it's okay. Because really, when sometimes women are getting rich, their body's really enjoying it, so they'll just put out an egg then, and then they can get pregnant. Are you kidding me with this guy? My head almost exploded when you played that for me today.
You know, if you see the video, it is the... There is no sort of look in his eye of... Oh, what did I just say? Or, you know, I was not prepared for this question. There is utmost confidence when he delivers this line. I'm pretty sure the body shuts down, so it's fine. Of course, Senator McCaskill jumping on the chance to use it to raise money, but then again, when you are running against a guy that you have the opportunity to discredit in such a way, why would you not?
Talk host John Sylvester and Crystal McKenzie talk about Todd Akin's views on women, rape, and abortion, and how Congressman Paul Ryan shares those same views.
How do you walk that back? I misspoke.
Really?
First of all, he seems to question the legitimacy of women being raped. Well, legitimate rapes. Oh. Are there a lot of women out there with illegitimate rapes? And then he from what I understand from doctors, women's bodies have a way of shutting that down.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
where'd you get that?
I know I had a lesbian for a health teacher in high school, but I don't ever remember her saying that if you raped a woman, don't worry. Her body would probably shut down that pregnancy.
Unbelievable.
I don't ever remember learning.
How about that one?
Yeah.
But the Romney campaign immediately distanced itself from this. But there's a problem. Paul Ryan takes the exact same position that Todd Akin does. That if your mother, your daughter, your girlfriend, your sister, your mother-in-law, whoever, gets raped, she should be forced by the government to carry that fetus to term and live with it. And live with that rape for 9 months. Matter of fact, Paul Ryan has bragged about being the most pro-life member of the House of Representatives. As a matter of fact, Paul Ryan would ban certain forms of birth control. You see, these aren't theoretical discussions, and I know that everybody's trying to get a perfect score with these interest groups. Paul Ryan has an A++++ rating with all these pro-life groups. The only exception he makes is for the life of the mother. When you are running for the vice presidency of the United States, you should be held up to scrutiny. So today, I think that Paul Ryan should respond to Todd Akin's comments. Do women's bodies have a way of shutting down? I mean, to me, it looked like Todd Akin was trying to diminish the possibility that women that are raped have children, that it is possible to conceive a child through rape. Because he knows how harsh this is. I'm glad Representative Akin made these remarks. Otherwise, these things get glossed over. Paul Ryan owns his position, and it wasn't going to be talked about until today.
Well, this is time for us to segue into the presidential race. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Romney.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The news, talk, business, talk radio, talk television. That's what this program is all about. Now we move into the discussion of the presidential race. Here are hosts Linda Lopez and Wayne Cabot talking to Alex Burns from Politico.com about the growing debate over Romney's tax records.
The fascination with taxes I paid, I find to be very small-minded compared to the broad issues that we face.
But that's not stopping Democrats from asking for Mitt Romney's tax returns over and over and over again. What they're saying now is that if Mitt Romney will just release 5 years' worth, they won't ask for anything more. Here's the White House spokesman, Jay Carney.
This president believes that the tradition of, as a president for presidential candidates, to put forward multiple years of their tax returns is a useful and valuable one, not always a comfortable one.
Why is Mitt Romney so opposed to just releasing these returns and putting it all to rest?
Well, truthfully, we don't know exactly what the contents of these returns are that Romney might object to making public, but he and his wife and his campaign have said any number of times that putting out that kind of information would only give Democrats more political targets to go after.
But by not putting it out, the Democrats have a continuing issue, a theme they can keep banging away at.
They sure do. And, you know, I think a lot of folks on both sides of this campaign would have said a couple days ago that the tax return issue had died down, both because the Obama people had moved on to a different set of attacks on Romney and because Romney rolled out Paul Ryan as his vice presidential candidate. Then Mitt Romney held this press conference yesterday where he engaged a question on his tax rate, said he had never paid less than 13%. And today it's been all over the national television and radio shows and local newspapers across the country.
Here's host Rashini Rakumar talking to political analyst Dave Schultz about how Paul Ryan has changed the race.
What are some of your first impressions of the Paul Ryan vice presidential pick by Mitt Romney?
Well, a couple of impressions first on the Paul Ryan one. First up, I'll make my broadest statement. I think this is potentially a Sarah Palin redux repeat.
Ooh.
Okay. And the reason why I say that is because what's unusual about his selection is that generally at this time of year, you know, when after a candidate such as Romney has won the primaries, he's moving towards the convention, moving towards the general election, the general wisdom is you move to the center to try to capture the swing voters. And much in the same way that a perceived moderate, John McCain, 4 years ago, decided to go with a conservative to make his base happy, I think this is exactly what Mitt Romney did. He moved to the right and selected somebody who clearly will excite the base, but it's not so clear that Paul Ryan is going to have much traction with swing voters across the United States.
You know, that was my first impression, too. I mean, the moderates, those people in the middle that are still undecided, or at least are moderate, it seems like what you're saying is that they're totally going to be alienated.
They're going to be alienated, which suggests an interesting shift of strategy. strategy for Romney. If we look at the polls for about the last 3 months, the polls have pretty much sort of ossified, and Obama's got about a 3 to 4 point lead, in the critical swing states, and that's what's important to note here, because everybody has to remember it's not the popular vote, it's the Electoral College, and in the critical swing states, Obama seems to have solid leads that are not budging, and I think what Romney's decided to do at this point is to say that instead of trying to win over a lot of those swing voters, although he's not giving up on doing that, what he's going to do is to try to really get his base motivated, hope that the base is not motivated from Obama, and try to win it that way. So it's a very different type of strategy about moving to the right and really just trying to get more of your hardcore supporters out than the other side.
Right. And the other thing there is, you know, I was looking for Romney to really do something that could show us he is the man. You know, he is a leader, and he's not going to be pushed around by party faithful or behind-the-scenes operatives.
Right.
So just as someone who, you know, I don't really share publicly my opinion about this stuff, who I would vote for, but just as someone from a strategy standpoint, I was disappointed. I really wanted him to make a huge splash with this choice.
Up next, more politics. We look at voter ID laws. Let's talk about that next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of the countdown, Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to our discussion of the hot hits of the day. And host Sandy Beach has some problems with a Buffalo newspaper's editorial about what they claim are the real reasons behind voter ID laws.
Buffalo News on the 14th published an editorial. It is the most dumb editorial I have ever seen, because they bring something up in the third paragraph, and they don't explain it, and they use it as the basis for their argument. It's about voter identification. Here we go. First of all, I've mentioned many times that if you want to partake in all the bounty that this nation has to offer, and I hope you do, I really do, but you have to have something. You have to put something into it. You have to make some effort to be a part of this great country. You can't just sit back and wait for things to happen for you that are going to be given to you by other people. And if you can't even get out there and, well, I don't want to give this away. Talking about the photo ID in order to vote. Okay, we've done this show five times at least. This is from the Buffalo News editorial on the 14th. And tell me what's wrong with this picture. The program sounds innocent. You have to show an acceptable government photo ID in order to vote. Who could be against that? But the problems are dual and severe. Now, this is what they list. Advocates are pushing the law for some other reason. How about this one? While only about 8% of white people lack a government-issued photo ID, about 25% of African Americans lack it. Yeah? What the hell does that have to do with anything? If African Americans don't want to get a photo ID, which is available free and of no real effort to get it, it's just you just get it and do it, right? Why the hell should I worry about whether they have the ability to vote or not? If it's as simple as that, I'd love the editorial writer come out from behind the anonymous mask. Show yourself. Come on up on this show and let's talk about that. Why in the hell should we be responsible for having to provide ourselves? We'll go out and get IDs, bring them to somebody's house. Maybe we drive them to the poll that day, go into the voting booth with them, take their right hand and say, well, who do you want to vote for? Move the voting thing over there, pull the lever for them, then take them out for cookies and ice cream afterwards. What the hell do we have to do? I'd like to know that. I'd like to know it. I'm sick and tired of being demonized. I'm sick and tired of being called, you don't care. about you don't care about minorities, and the minorities are being disenfranchised. Let me tell you something. If you don't care enough to get off your ass and go and get an ID, you don't really care much about voting then, do you?
Talk host Carl Wolfson with investigative reporter Corbin Carlson about a new study on voter fraud and how important voter ID really is.
Tell us that your analysis, the News 21 analysis, looked at what, voter alleged election voter cases, voter fraud cases?
Right. We built this database to try to add some shed some light on the national debate about voter fraud and whether or not it's really affecting elections, or if it is if the ID laws would help that issue. And so what we did was we sent out 2,000 public records requests in early May to each of the 50 departments of elections or secretaries of state across the nation. Mm-hmm. We sent similar requests to the District of Columbia Board of Elections, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the FBI. And we were simply looking for any information, any cases since 2000 involving election fraud, including the name of the accused, the charges they were accused of, and the disposition of the case.
And what kind of, before we get to the results, what kind of response did you hear from all the states in D.C.?
All states in D.C., all states in the country, we heard from pretty much everybody. We started with the 50, and then we moved into the 50 attorney generals.
Mm-hmm.
And then in some cases, as you can imagine, states run all states run their elections in different,
sure,
in different formats.
Right.
So in some states, we had to go county by county, and there are over 3,145 counties in the country.
Yes, I know exactly how many counties there are because I'm a little OCD, and I know how many I've been in. So what you found out, Corbin, after you ran all these numbers, you say that in-person voter impersonation, for instance, on Election Day, is virtually non-existent.
It is. We found 10 cases of voter impersonation, and with 146 million registered voters in the United States, during that time, those 10 cases represent one out of about every 15 million prospective voters.
Wow. So, Corbin, were there other cases of alleged voter fraud other than, in-person voter impersonation? Was it alleged that people voted by mail inaccurately? Or what is the big complaint from the right about voter fraud?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what – I can't speak for the right what the complaint is. Mm-hmm. We were just focused on the data.
Right.
But what we did look for was fraudulent activity, including registration fraud, absentee ballot fraud, mm-hmm, vote buying,
okay,
false election accounts, campaign fraud, casting an ineligible ballot, voting twice, your voter impersonation and intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found, one of the interesting things we found, is that the analysis showed 491 cases of absentee ballot fraud and 400 cases of registration fraud,
mm-hmm,
and that a required voter ID at the polls would not have prevented these cases.
Let's change the focus here. We leave the world of politics and shift to the recent outbreak of West Nile virus. Seems to be a problem. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetoblack is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetoblack is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetoblack is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetoblack is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The hot hits and the focus on the West Nile virus now on the countdown. Host Jim Forsythe talking about recent outbreaks in Texas, the worst single outbreak of West Nile virus in the entire country.
We haven't talked about this a lot because it's mainly focused in Dallas County and North Texas. But this West Nile situation is getting very serious. The situation they have in Dallas and Tarrant counties right now is the worst single outbreak of West Nile ever in the U.S. It is a relatively new disease. It first made its appearance in the United States in 1999, so it hasn't been around that long. But 552 confirmed cases of West Nile in Texas. We have had 21 confirmed deaths. The most serious West Nile season before this was in 2006 when we had about 300 cases. So we're already well above that. And about 14% of the people who got West Nile that year died. Health officials and doctors are worried that the heavy rains we got in Bexar County, followed by it's going to be warm and puddles of rain and puddles of water out there are liable to become breeding grounds for mosquitoes, and that could spread West Nile here. We've had two confirmed cases in Bexar County so far this year. So far, no deaths. But we have had deaths as close as Travis County, which is Austin. West Nile virus is nothing to sneeze at. Headache, high fever, neck stiffness, stupor, disorientation, coma, tremors, convulsions, muscle weakness, and paralysis. And then it goes on from there to death. It is completely, this particular strain is completely spread by mosquitoes which get the disease from birds. So they sting birds and then they get on you and sting you and they transfer the disease, which is a bird flu, essentially,
right,
to you. And health officials say there's four things you need to do right away. First of all, eliminate all standing water. There's probably a lot of standing water around from yesterday's rains. If you've got bird baths, empty them. If you've got little puddles of water when you use your sprinkler on your watering day, even if that sits for an hour in heat like this, that could breed mosquitoes. Make sure your door, porch, and window screens are in good condition. Always use a mosquito repellent, especially if you're out about this time in the morning and about sunset or in the hours after sunset, because that's when mosquitoes are the worst. It's also a good idea to wear long sleeve shirts and long pants if you're out then. But there are serious concerns that the two cases we've seen so far in Bexar County could rise due to the rain over the weekend. Keep in mind, people over 50 and those with weakened immune systems are at a higher risk of becoming ill. The good news is, even if you're stung by a mosquito that has West Nile, there is only a 1 in 20 chance that you're actually going to get the disease. But if you get it, it's serious business. So please take those steps, especially emptying the standing water that you might have gotten from yesterday's rainstorm, because it's really, really bad up in North Texas, and there are serious concerns heading our way.
Here's host Bob Murray with Lynn Haramis from the Illinois Department of Health about steps the state's taking to try and prevent the spread of this virus.
Down in Dallas, Texas, they are continuing to spray for West Nile, and they claim about 200 people have been infected already with the West Nile virus. Lynn, can you kind of give us an update, at least for here in the state of Illinois?
Well, we've had 11 cases in the Chicago area so far of West Nile virus, and those are confirmed cases, which means those are only the ones that which have met the rules that we have set up to meet to actually define them as cases that we recognize clearly as West Nile virus. That doesn't mean there aren't more cases out there. Now, so far as West Nile activity in the state, we have it's been identified in 37 counties in the state so far this year, as compared to about 12 counties this time last year. As you can see, we have a lot more activity, and so there are new cases being reported every week, and so there's a much higher level of activity both in Illinois and the Midwest because of the high temperatures we've had this summer, and so people really need to understand that this is a disease that's associated of actually high temperatures and drier conditions, because the mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus breed in street catch basins that are, and so they're present even during very hot, dry periods, and that's kind of a difficult concept for some people to understand.
Was it anticipated, Lynn, that this hot weather might cause this situation?
Yes, actually. We actually started bird testing for West Nile virus about 2 weeks earlier than we do normally. We started in the middle of April rather than the beginning of May this year, because that's back in 2005 and 2006, we had a higher level of West Nile virus activity, more human cases than we would normally, because of those are, again, hotter, drier summers. And so people expect to see lots of mosquitoes out after a rainy summer, and that's normal in a rainy summer, but those mosquitoes don't carry West Nile virus. The ones that do, like I said, breed in street catch basins, so they're present even in very dry summers. And so if people are outdoors in the evening sitting in their backyards, they still need to use insect repellent, even if they're not seeing a lot of mosquitoes, because right now is the period where the mosquitoes are most likely to be infected with West Nile virus.
Host Kevin Meeks and Bradley Stewart with Randy Vea from Louisiana's Mosquito Abatement and Rodent Control Department about the near record number of West Nile virus cases that have occurred in that state in this past week.
24 new cases of West Nile virus infections around the state reported from the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals last week. What's the story? Why do you think, Randy, is this seems such a hot issue this year?
Absolutely. It's the most active year, you know, nationwide,
right,
since 2004. And of course, 700 cases of, nationwide, more than half, or about half, I guess, are actually in Texas. We're second or third behind Mississippi. So it's very active. No one's really sure why. Once again, that it's popped up as widespread and numerous throughout the state this year. I think there's some conjecture that maybe it's a kind of a new strain of the virus, and I know some people at LSU Vet School are actually working on that issue.
And just so that people, again, because we remind people, as you well know, how this happens, right? The mosquito has to bite an infected animal, and then it bites a person. That's how it spreads.
That's exactly right. It's primarily a disease of birds, perching birds or songbirds, and mosquitoes that feed on those birds can get infected and then pass that on to another bird or a human or a horse.
How much more are you spraying this year as opposed to years past?
Well, we're very active right now. Spraying last week with just the plain alone, we sprayed over 50,000 acres and through five nights. The numbers of mosquitoes, fortunately, we're able to keep fairly low. But the infection rate in the southern house mosquito for West Mount is still quite high, 22 per thousand, we estimate from our models. And that's like five times as much as we need for human case threshold amount.
Randy, do you see where perhaps the cases of West Nile are showing up more in more rural parishes, if you will, that perhaps are not so aggressively spraying as we do here in East Baton Rouge and some of the surrounding parishes?
And that's correct. Actually, if you look at the incidents, even though East Baton Rouge Parish has the second most cases right now,
but it's more populous too.
Right. We have per capita a lot more people here. So it is showing up. I know there's some of the smaller parishes, but some municipalities that don't have much of a program are experiencing it. And that's what's happened in Texas and Dallas and Tarrant counties. They don't really have much of mosquito problems, and so they don't really have a program. That's why maybe their cases are so high this year.
Violence in Syria up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits, the big buzz in talk television, talk radio. We get a lot of info from the talk television side to get conversations going. That includes a lot of the reports from Syria. From CNN, for example, Barbara Starr reports on the ongoing violence as Syrian rebels begin to increase their power with new weapons that have been smuggled into their country.
You can see it all unfold on the street. Syria's rebels are now heavily outgunned, but they are learning. In this video, believed to have been shot near Aleppo last month, the first battle tank appears to have hit a rebel IED. The second is struck by a rocket. In recent weeks, the Free Syrian Army has attacked and captured perhaps dozens of tanks. This week, a video surfaced showing fighters with a regime tank close to the Turkish border and brandishing a flag often used by Al-Qaeda. But among the dozens of rebel videos, the tanks and armored vehicles appear often to be little more than trophies. This one needs to be towed. Some get cannibalized for their heavy caliber machine guns and ammunition. Rebels also have rocket launchers, though it's impossible to know how many, captured from the regime or smuggled in by supporters. Here, large caches of ordnance in rebel hands, also captured or smuggled. The U.S. only admits to sending in communications gear.
Our goal is to try to do what we can to try to assist them in a way that can make them more effective in this fight.
Fundamentally, the rebel dent in Assad's forces is small. Syria has as many as 1,600 Soviet-made T-72 battle tanks and regular supplies of ammunition coming from Iran and possibly Russia. The Pentagon says the regime is militarily suffering, however.
They are having morale problems. They are having the kind of wear and tear that would come of being in a fight for as long as they have.
In the air, Assad's forces remain unchallenged. This was one attempt to bring down a helicopter from a pickup truck mounted with a heavy machine gun hidden inside a garage. The regime insists this MiG jet crashed due to mechanical failure, but the Pentagon believes the rebels did succeed in shooting it down. A rare video propaganda victory for a rebel movement still struggling to become a coherent fighting force. And of course, as long as high-level Syrian officials continue to defect, that may be the ultimate propaganda victory.
Host Jack Harris and Ted Webb with analyst Frank Wuko about the possibility that Syria will get involved if Israel attacks Iran.
If you had to make a prediction on when, and it's not if, I think, at this point, but it's when Israel will go after Iran, when do you think it will be?
It's hard. Well, good morning, first, guys. And it's hard to put a definite time frame on it. It's like asking a potential vice presidential candidate if he's going to be the running mate. I mean, but it's going to have to be soon, because I would say soon, sometime within the next 6 months. And the reason for that is because, you know, we, the international community, have given the Iranians the time that they've needed to put some critical components in place to, you know, kind of put some of the final touches on getting productive with their nuclear weapons program. And that is just something that the Israelis have stated they won't tolerate. Now, you see a lot of the civil defense moves going on right now, and we've seen things like that in the past when we have taken action in the Middle East. But it's very interesting to see the Israelis doing some of the civil defense maneuvers that they're doing right now when the U.S. isn't planning on invading Iraq or, you know, any other heavy U.S. military activity.
What's going to happen, Frank? What's going to happen when Israel does hit Iran?
Well, a couple things. I think a lot of people right now, maybe, you know, what you hear right now is how the Iranians are being sort of pumped up as this 10-foot-tall, impenetrable monster that cannot be, defeated or neutralized. But I think whatever the Israelis do, it's going to be very surprising to a lot of people, the amount of destructive force they're capable of delivering.
Given that they're now vulnerable from Egypt, because of the change in administrations in Egypt, and of course Syria still a little wacko up there, are other nations around there going to retaliate and come to the aid of the Iranians?
Well, see, that's one of the things. That's a great question, Jack. That's one of the things I was thinking about here over the last couple of days as this came up. Is what we see happening right now across Syria, and we've been talking about this for months, is undeniably shaping up as what could be a looming complete and total conflict between Sunni and Shia forces in the Middle East. The Israelis probably don't want to screw that up, and so they're in a real quandary here with the timing of the production of an Iranian nuclear weapon, and what could be happening in the Middle East right now could be, you know, in a sick sort of way, something that really takes the heat off the Israelis and us, and that is the Sunni and the Shia going at it. So if the Israelis strike, then the Sunni and the Shia may find their common enemy, and it could distract them from one another, but I don't think for too long.
So we've had a pretty good hour of discussion. 800-510-8255, by the way, is always the way to get involved. Email Doug at DougStephan.com. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show section as well at DougStephan.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine that doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.